Yo, it's Jey Uso from WWE.
And I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer. SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting.
Than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience.
With Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino and enter for your chance to win.
Let's Chumba.
Yeah. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
History That Doesn't Suck is a legit, hard-hitting American history podcast told through entertaining stories. History That Doesn't Suck, an Odyssey podcast. Available wherever you get your podcasts.
.505 Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. It is Friday! Can you tell I'm happy? No, we've made it, man. Congratulations, self high fives all the way around. Woof. Thunderstorms have arrived, by the way. They are here. Ladies and gentlemen, check it off your bingo card. They have arrived. Rich, who is the host, as you know, of Richmond's Morning News, Rich Rivera, is going to be out, he said, at the Taco Fest. Now, it's not like an event. He's just going to eat. Good for him. Good for him. I'll have to get some feedback from him next time I see him. We've met a couple of times now, just hanging out. Good guy, good guy. I don't know that you've listened. What do I say? I would urge you to listen. That's all. I just would urge you to give him a listen in the morning. Again, he starts at 6 in the morning. I've still got people saying, you know, Jeff, he's not Jimmy Barrett. No kidding. Jimmy Barrett hasn't been here in a decade. Well, you know, Alden Arrow. Okay, gang, I get it. We've all got a lot invested in WRVA. We do. We do. I'm honored to say that I have been part of WRVA for 13% of its history, because it's going to be 100 years old. That's pretty good. But we get things. Change comes and it goes and this and that. So then, listen. Give the guy a shot, will you? 6 in the morning, Rich will be here. And I'm hoping you'll be here as well, okay? Taco Fest sounds like a lot of fun. I'm not doing Taco Fest because I got Julia duty. I'm going to sneak out for about an hour on Saturday. One of my friends is having a birthday, and one of my friends is having a birthday party for that particular person who happens to be his wife. Now, I don't know that it's official. I think it's officially known, but I'm not going to give any names in the event that I screw up like some big surprise thing. But anyway, I'm going to pop out for about an hour there and come back and hang out with Julia, and both boys are home, and Heidi will be conspicuous by her absence. That's okay. You know, be the guys hanging out. We can't possibly make the place dirtier than we've already made it. And then Sunday, I'm hoping you'll join everybody at the Vail event. Virginia Law Enforcement Foundation runs from 11 in the morning till 4 in the afternoon. It's over at Greentop in Ashland. If you are a supporter of law enforcement, you should be there. Just go around and you can say thank you. There's all sorts of cool stuff available. If you are interested in law enforcement as a profession, well, guess what? You've got about 50 agencies or thereabouts that will be represented, and they can help you out with the information that you're looking for. I mean, it's just a great opportunity, and it's great fun. We've got the dunk tank. My dear friend John Burkett, crime insider from CBS6, who I nominated for Best Local TV Personality in the Richmond Times-Dispatch Best Of competition, which you should vote for. go.richmond.com/thebest. He'll be getting in the dunk tank, hoping to get his championship back. And the Pie Safe Baking Company is going to be over there. Yeah, Laura Sylvester has all sorts of special blue events. And I know by this point you have seen and heard the moronic crap that came from James Comey. Oh, what an embarrassing, despicable display from a guy who promised us that he just wanted to live in anonymity. Well, here's a suggestion, former Director Comey. If you want people not to be aware of what you say and think, then shut the hell up. Stop sending things on social media. Well, you know what he did, don't you? 8647. 8647, he claims he just found these shells on the beach as he was walking. Anybody believe that? Because I don't. And then he decides, he said, well, you know, this is obviously a political statement. And listen, dude, you're not fooling anybody. And now the question becomes, were you in fact making some sort of a threat against the president? I want you to take a listen. Tulsi Gabbard, who, again, I will repeat, has been a wonderful guest on this here program. I love Tulsi. She was on with Jesse Waters last night, and she called it exactly as it needed to be called. Let's hear cut number three.
Homeland Security just launched an investigation into former FBI Director James Comey for threatening to 86 President Trump. Comey posted this picture of seashells spelling out 8647, claiming he just ran into him on the beach. Comey says he knew it was a political message, but didn't know what 86 meant. Tulsi Gabbard's the director of national intelligence. Are you buying that the former FBI director didn't know what 86 Trump meant?
Absolutely not, Jesse. That is a ridiculous and insane statement to make, certainly within this context, but especially coming from a guy who's the former director of the FBI, a guy who spent most of his career prosecuting mobsters and gangsters, people who know and execute other humans and use this exact lingo of 86. Comey himself admitted in his follow-on message that he knew that this was a political statement. Well, the only reason he knew that, Jesse, was because a little over a month ago, a bunch of anti-Trump, anti-Elon Musk protesters were proliferating the use of this 8647 slogan, which was a veiled call to action to murder the sitting president of the United States. So for Comey to think that we, the American people, are so stupid as to think that he, as a former FBI director, former prosecutor, and someone who clearly pays attention to what's going on, would believe his lie that he didn't know what this actually was calling for. The dangerousness of this, Jesse, cannot be underestimated. When we have two assassination attempts on the president's life, when we have people who look to guys like Comey, who've been celebrated by MSNBC and the Democrat elite and CNN as the beacon of integrity, the law and order guy, the guy who would tell the truth no matter what the consequences, this is the guy who's issuing a hit on President Trump, the president that the American people voted for. So it's guys like Comey and others who call the president the modern day Nazi, people who are in great positions of influence, who are saying that President Trump poses an existential threat to our country. These are people who hate democracy and hate the American people because they cannot stand that the people overwhelmingly chose to elect Donald Trump and send him back to the White House. So they are seeking other means to get their way and to try to remove him from that position.
Yep. I'll take Tulsi for the square, Peter. Yeah, Tulsi takes the square. She's absolutely right. Now James Comey wants to come back. Well, I didn't know. I mean, I was only the director of the FBI, and I was a career federal prosecutor, and I was a Marine. I didn't know. Baloney, dude. There's nobody that believes you. Now, the question becomes, was it freedom of speech, or was it a threat against the president of the United States? I'm not the one who's going to decide that. And I, my sense is that he'll sort of skate, that nothing happens. Do I want something to happen? No, I guess not. I want him to shut up and go away. I mean, I really do. And he promised us that years ago, that he was going to fade into obscurity. He was just going to be a professor. Now he's miseducating hundreds of students each and every year. But just go away. We get it. You hate Trump. Believe me, I wrote it down. I got a 3x5 card or a post-it note, or maybe I wrote it on my toe. I don't know, but I wrote it down. I swear to you, I didn't forget that you hate the president. We got it. But 8647 has taken on a shorthand for the most deranged, demented people in America who are calling for the assassination of the president. That cannot be tolerated. I don't care if you like this president or not. Threats against the president of the United States, whoever that person might be, simply, positively, totally cannot be tolerated. And people who make such threats, regardless of their political affiliation or the president's political affiliation, need to be held accountable and charged accordingly. Michael Harrison, dear friend of mine for three decades, the man who gave talk radio legitimacy. I'm not kidding you. He won't say it, but he did. And he remains the publisher of the top trade paper in our industry, Talkers Magazine. He'll be with us at 5:30.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing.
And Bubba Wallace.
You know what's the worst part of a race? A rain delay.
Sitting around waiting for the track to dry is dull.
But instead of waiting, we hang out with Chumba Casino.
Social casino slots, bingo, solitaire, plenty of fun to keep us entertained.
So why let a rain delay slow you down? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
It is not hard to destroy a college. Last season, the podcast Campus Files brought you stories of fraternity drug rings, stolen body parts, campus cults, and more.
And now, Campus Files is back for another season.
There's a guy screaming into his phone. He's like, I just saw Charlie Kirk get assassinated right in front of me.
Every week is a new episode and a new story.
It was so chaotic.
It's almost like a university under siege.
Listen to and follow Campus Files, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
5:15, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRBA. 5:20, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. Let me see. All right. Couple of suggestions coming in for the big Special Olympics of Virginia fundraiser. A couple of stupid comments that, you know, it sounds a little weird. They're actually too stupid to actually share on the air. You know, I enjoy a good hate text or just stupid for stupid's sake. But some of them you just go, yeah, no. But here's one that makes a lot of sense. 804, Jeff, James Comey should already be in jail for lying to Congress about FISA warrants. Clinton, Russia, collusion. Okay. Jeff, I was a career first grade teacher for 34 years. Even I know what 86 means. Well, I will put you in touch with James Comey then, and maybe you can explain it to him. 804, Berkeley in Mechanicsville says, Jeff, hey, I'll call it for you. That is a threat. I don't know about you, but I'm sick of hearing these leftists hide behind the First Amendment. Well, I live and die with the First Amendment. I will defend anybody's right to speak freely, especially those people who disagree with me. I mean, I know they're wrong, but so what? Let everybody understand that they're wrong. I'm okay with that. Then there are a couple of suggestions coming in that are outrageous for the Special Olympics of Virginia fundraiser. But Anne from the RBA says, Jeff, Poplar Grove Cemetery in Petersburg is haunted, as is the Center Hill Mansion. Well, what do you think? Could we possibly do some sort of a fundraiser that involves Carl Leonard and myself spending the night, say, pitched in a tent at the Poplar Grove Cemetery in Petersburg? What do you think? Maybe. What about one of these buildings, Center Hill Mansion? Isn't there one of the plantation locations, I think, is supposed to be haunted? I got to reach McSloniker down in Midlothian. He might be out riding in the rain. It's all right. He's got like those big training wheels on the side of his motorcycle, but he would know because he's totally into this whole paranormal stuff. So maybe we should do that. Here's another one. This is interesting. 804, Jeff, I would pay for a ticket to go camping with you and Carl at a haunted cemetery or house. Huh. Maybe we could raise some money that way. I'll see. All right, look, I'm putting everything out there because I just don't think the roller coaster thing works. Because, again, you know, Carl would enjoy it, and I would not. And we've got to go for some degree of danger and an equal lack of comfort. Alligator wrestling. You know, the Yakking Yentas on The View, they're, how do I say it nicely? They're bad people. They really are. They're not good people. But they are also, I think, such bigots that the fact they're still on amazes me. It really honestly does. And I'm not telling you I have very high hopes for the legacy news media or even what purports to be entertainment. But good Lord, they're out there. So I do have a little snippet. It's been forever since we've had anything from The View. So hang on 1 second, because I don't want anybody. If you do have, yes, if you have some sort of a beverage that you are enjoying, take a sip now, because otherwise you're going to spit it all over your windshield or your laptop or your spouse. Anyway, Slice, it's not going to end well. Cut number one, please.
And I think something that we're not talking about is enough about is what Donald Trump did on Monday, is that the Trump administration allowed in 59 white South African refugees into this country, claiming that they were fleeing racial discrimination and land appropriation. So the South African president has been actively, denying that and denying that persecution. He says a refugee is someone who has to leave their country out of fear of political persecution, religious persecution, or economic persecution. They don't fit that bill. And so the fact that Afghan refugees, mm-hmm. people who helped us during the Afghanistan war, helped us and protected our troops, that program has been dismissed. The fact that Haitians that are Haitians. Truly refugees, they have been denied protected status.
So what do you
status.
Think is the bottom line, Sonny?
Well,
no, but I mean, for all of the attacks that the Trump administration at the time campaign made on the Biden administration over what I agree was a disastrous withdrawal from Afghanistan, we're once again betraying the Afghan people.
Yes, we are.
By saying if you're here under CIV and you have a right as a refugee, you fought alongside us, we're sending you back to hell.
Yet we are
to daily beatings,
white,
a lack
South
of basic freedoms.
That's
but it's a double betrayal.
Picking beefs with allies. It tracks mm-hmm. with everything
what
else.
What was that, Joy?
Doing.
They're not white people. That's why they don't want them here. It's obvious to me.
She said it. I didn't.
Yeah. Bat crap crazy. By the way, those Afrikaners they're talking about.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing.
And Bubba Wallace.
You know what's the worst part of a race? A rain delay.
Sitting around waiting for the track to dry is dull.
But instead of waiting, we hang out with Chumba Casino.
Social casino slots, bingo, solitaire. Plenty of fun to keep us entertained.
So why let a rain delay slow you down? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Looking for something smart, soulful, and full of heart? I'm Jen Hatmaker, host of For the Love, the podcast where we talk about what really matters. Love and family, faith and purpose. Every week, I'm joined by incredible guests for honest conversations that invite all of us to live with more intention, more laughter, and more connection. Join us on For the Love wherever you get your podcasts.
They had their farms taken away from them. There are countless white farmers in South Africa who have been murdered. They have had their land taken from them. They have no means to make a living. Now, at some point, somebody's going to prioritize stuff. Hey, this group comes in, that group doesn't come in. I get it, and not everybody's happy. But what you heard there about these folks just now, complete, total, utter lies. That's a shame, don't you think? I think so. I really do. It's 526, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. Now, that's a wonderful piece of work. Obviously, it's been popping up on this program for a couple of months now, and I am hopeful that everybody went over to YouTube and talkers.com and watched the full piece. It has such an important message, and there's a strength of conviction there that you don't necessarily find in a lot of places. Michael Harrison is a friend of mine, has been for three decades at this point, the publisher of Talkers, and I wanted to bring him back. It's just been far too long since he joined us, and just to chat about that and chat about some of the things we're seeing talk radio personalities get involved in these days that, could be a little bit shocking. Michael, good afternoon, sir.
Good afternoon to you, Jeff. It's great to be on the program with you. Thank you for playing the song. I'm amazed how much traction it continues to get.
Tell me a little bit about that. I mean, Gun Hill Road, you guys are tight, you're solid. You do songs about things that, well, they mean things, these songs.
Well, it's a matter of reinventing yourself over the years to have some type of pertinence. And although the group goes back to the late 60s and early 70s, and is still called by many people in the pop music scene a one-hit wonder, because they actually had a top 40 hit in 1973 called Back When My Hair Was Short, there's something about Gun Hill Road that defies the descriptions and the dimensions of the music business. It really is, at this point, a very modern ensemble that is in the business of making music videos that both have songs and music and video accompaniments that are on places like YouTube and, of course, Spotify and all the places where you can get your podcasts. And we sort of reinvented the genre of music that applies to talk radio. The only radio that plays Gun Hill Road is talk radio. And at this point, I would say the music that we have been making for the past 6-7 years has surpassed over 250,000 and is approaching 500,000 downloads and listens on the internet, which is really remarkable when you think about it. So, it's kind of a little phenomenon. It's not, you know, we're not the Beatles, but we ain't chopped liver either.
No, and, you're not. Now, you know, into the writing the songs, because you are the man behind the lyrics, are you not?
To a point. Yeah. These guys are really talented. I have the great fortune of being with three other guys. The core of the group of four men. We do bring in female singers. We do bring in outside drummers, and everything's organic. All the music is organic. There's no AI in the music. We mess around a lot with computers when it comes to the visuals.
Sure.
But the music is definitely the real deal. And these guys are bright. So yeah, I am the I'm sort of the nose cone. I'm the tip of the arrow when it comes to subject matter and lyrics, but their contributions to both the subject matter and the lyrics are not to be taken lightly. And I consider myself to be musically certainly blessed to have them around me. They make me sound good. I'm not really a musician, but they carry me nicely. I do bring good spoken word skills to it. But I am part of the lyric and the words. But these guys are involved on every level. You know, Paul Reich, Steve Goldrich, and Brian Coonan are their names, and then there's me, Michael Harrison, and that's Gun Hill Road circa 2025. Very proud of it. Very proud and very grateful to be in the group.
Well, you absolutely should be very proud of it. I want to ask you, Michael, because you, I've just said this to my listeners time and time again, you are the man, really, who gave talk radio a legitimacy at a time when we were all sort of wandering in the wilderness, trying to figure out what our role was. Were we reporters? Were we entertainers? Were we a floor topping? We were, you know, a floor wax, a dessert topping. What were we? Talkers came along and really did give a standing and a legitimacy to talk radio. And now we have talk radio success stories who have left talk radio, and three that I specifically wanted to talk to you. One is still in talk radio, but two left. Dan Bongino had one of the most successful radio programs, most successful podcasts. President Trump reaches out to him and says, would you be the deputy director of the FBI? Now, he's got to walk away for some pretty big money and big exposure to take that slot. What's your thought on that?
Well, it's interesting. The history of it is that we started Talkers in 1990 to give talk show hosts prestige, credibility, gravitas, and respect in a radio industry where the DJ was king and talk show hosts were considered a sideshow.
Yeah.
And then we started to do a campaign to give talk radio that same level of respect for being influential.
Yep.
Now, we're stunned by the level of success that talk show hosts have. There aren't any DJs that you can really speak of other than a handful left that have big names.
Yep.
Not to be, you know, disrespectful to them, but let's face it, the big names in radio are talk show hosts. And the influence, I mean, my goodness, the influence is way beyond anything we could have imagined, almost to the point that sometimes we're frightened by what we unleashed. Because I do believe that Talkers Magazine, I think the two biggest influences that made talk radio what it is today, and I'm not saying me, because Talkers has a life of its own beyond me, but I think that the number one influence is Rush Limbaugh. May he rest in peace. Whether you like him or not, his influence on talk radio and radio in general in the 20th century into the 21st century was profound. And I think the other major influence in delivering talk radio to the point that it's at right now is Talkers, which I am very much a part of having created, but I am not Talkers. Talkers, just like I am not Gun Hill Road, right. Talkers is bigger and more than I am. And I think that those two entities, the trade journal Talkers and the influence that it had all around the world, especially with mainstream media, and Rush Limbaugh, I think were the two things that turned talk radio into an influential powerhouse. And you talk about a guy like Dan Bongino, you talk about a guy like Sean Hannity, who has the ear of the president of the United States. And I got to tell you something else. Do you know who I consider to be a talk show host? I consider Donald Trump to be a talk show host. He is the first shock president that we've ever had. He basically applies all the techniques of talk radio to his presidency. Do you see a tie in there?
Oh, my gosh. Absolutely. Donald Trump is the first real media president. And you're right. He draws the lines in accordance with what we have learned in talk radio. He understands an attention span of listeners. He understands what is important to his constituents. He super serves his P1. He gives people what it is that they're interested in. And then just when you think you've got him backed into a corner, there's something that comes out of seemingly nowhere, but you and I both know it didn't come out of nowhere. It came out of the president's mind that says, all right, guys, here, hold my Diet Coke and watch this.
Absolutely. He is the embodiment of that kind of thinking. And again, I don't mean that to be a partisan statement. It has nothing to do with whether I agree with him, don't disagree with him, like him, don't like him. We're talking about talk radio. Now, the other thing, I don't know where you were heading when you were talking about others with influence, but one of the great influences of talk radio has been to create and spawn, if you will, all these other channels and venues and platforms under the collective umbrella we call talk media. Yes. Without talk radio, there'd be no Fox News channel. Without talk radio, CNN wouldn't have gone from predominantly the reading of the news to guys like Larry King and talk shows in prime time. The whole talk media scene, which now includes talk media podcasts, both the left and the right. There's a ton of left liberal Democratic Party supporting programs in the podcast world. And now the video podcast world on YouTube, that all emanates from those original talk shows in the late 80s and early 90s that were spearheaded by Rush Limbaugh and given credibility and explanation and categorization by Talkers Magazine.
Well, that's exactly where I was headed, Michael. It's amazing how these minds work together. That's exactly what I wanted to ask you about, because you, not just you, I don't want to just give you credit, but Talkers and obviously Rush has given rise to an entire collection of different platforms, whether it is the YouTube, the podcast world, traditional talk radio, if you will, and it is not party specific. It is not ideologically unique simply to the right. I know I personally am a little biased. I think the conservatives have done it better, but that's just me. But I listen to any number of so-called left-wing shows that are podcasts, and some of them have tremendous production value. Some of them have now understood that a sense of humor is a wonderful thing when you have a show. You know, you got to be able to laugh at some point. It can't just be delivering a list of talking points. So, yes, it all grows out of Rush paving the way and talkers giving credibility to those of us who talk for a living.
Yeah, I mean, I spent at least 2 or 3 hours of every day for something like 25 to 30 straight years talking to the press, defending talk show hosts.
Yeah.
Defending them, one, from a First Amendment standpoint, and two, from the idea that there is no one mainstream in American thought. That there, and let me mention something about you to your listeners, even though you did make a remark that, that you do personally subscribe to the conservative wing of talk media and news talk radio. I see you at our conferences. I see you with broadcasters. You get along beautifully with people from all points of view on the spectrum. And as much as you are a conservative commentator, you're also a champion of the First Amendment and a diversified media. Don't know how much you say that, but I know that when push comes to shove, you like to see even points of view that you don't agree with have a healthy platform in today's marketplace of ideas. I know that about you. I hope you don't mind my revealing that to the audience.
Shh, don't tell anybody that, Mike. Don't say that out loud where people might hear. But I do. I you know, it's funny. As we went to you, I had just delivered a little, some would call it a diatribe. Some might call it a monologue. But I said, I live and die with that First Amendment. And I will absolutely defend your right, especially if you disagree with me. I found that out, I think, over the years, chatting with Alan Dershowitz, of all people. I really do believe that to my core, and I'm passionate about it. And that's why I love what you are doing. I love what Gun Hill Road does with this. And I also wanted to ask you just very quickly, and we don't have a huge amount of time, unfortunately, but Frank Morano, who was very successful. He had a visual podcast. He did the overnight show with WABC in New York. Now he just got elected to the New York City Council. You see Sid Rosenberg, again from WABC, John Catsimatidis' operation, but just got appointed to the Holocaust Memorial Council. So our industry is really now being represented in all of these important areas of life and saying, hey, you know what? We do something legitimate. We really do. Do advocate on behalf of people, and others are taking note of that.
Yeah, taking note of it, that these people are not just spokespeople, but they're leaders. I mean, I hear there's a guy in Virginia who was appointed to one of the seats on a council for people with special needs recently. I don't remember who it was.
Nor do
but,
I.
But yeah. I oh, it's you! You know, well, how does it feel? How does it feel to go from at one time being a radio entertainer,
yeah,
who in some cases put his toe across the line into the realm of being a bad boy,
yeah,
to being a really good boy and helping people on the level you have and winning awards for it? How do you feel?
It's pretty doggone good, Michael. It is a nice feeling. It's a humbling feeling. And it is so appropriate you are here today, my friend. You know what just popped up in my memories on Facebook? 3 years ago today, and this wasn't planned this way, but, you know, 3 years ago today, Talkers announced the recipient of the 2022 Humanitarian of the Year Award. And I will be forever grateful for that. But it was, again, as somebody who spent a lot of time on the bad boy side of things, it was for me a reminder of the true value of what we do and the potential value in what we do. So you got to keep doing what you're doing, my friend. I mean, keep at. Do you have a new song planned for Gun Hill Road, or are you?
Yeah, we have one that we're working on, and we should have it ready to go, I would say, within a month.
Okay.
Hopefully by the midsummer, we have one, and it basically is about the disappointment we all feel in the disintegration of some of the noble institutions that we grew up, that our generation and the ones just behind us grew up thinking were just part of the human experience. and that you know, we're disappointed that, you know, our insurance companies are out to get us, the healthcare system's out to get us, big pharma's out to get us. I can go on and on. So, yeah.
Well,
that's
I'll
what
tell
it's
you
about.
What. When that's done, obviously, I want to have you back. We want to work that song into our rotation as well. It's just great to hear your voice, sir. It is so wonderful to have you with us. You always have an open mic here, and I can't wait to have you back when the new song drops.
It's an honor to be on your show. It's an honor to know you. And you keep up the good work, because you're the real deal. You're where the rubber meets the road, Jeff Katz. And I don't mean to be patronizing, but I'm so proud of you, and I'm so proud to have known you for so many decades and to watch you continue to be increasingly relevant.
All right. I love you, Michael. I'll talk to you soon. That is Michael Harrison. He is the publisher of Talkers, and you want to talk about one of the best guys out there. If you are the one person who has not heard the Don't Stop Talking song, I mean, obviously you've heard it, you've heard pieces of it on this program, but if you want to hear the whole thing, go and take a look for it on YouTube. It's great, 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 great. Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRBA. Bam! We have made it, my friends. Yes, indeed. It is Friday. That's all. So self high fives all the way around. Congratulations. Now, I got to tell you, I went overtime with Michael, but Michael is such a dear friend, and I value and cherish him like you would not believe. So it was just wonderful to hear his voice. Gang, it is Friday. You know what that means? I'm going to wish you a Shabbat Shalom. If you are Hebraically challenged, that simply means have yourself a great weekend. We are going to end today as we have since October the 7th, 2023, by playing Hatikva. That is the national anthem of Israel. Hatikva is Hebrew for the hope. Beware the weather. God willing, you and I get the chance to do this all again on Monday, starting at 3. Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRBA.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing.
And Bubba Wallace.
You know what's the worst part of a race? A rain delay.
Sitting around, waiting for the track to dry, is dull.
But instead of waiting, we hang out with Chumba Casino.
Social casino slots, bingo, solitaire, plenty of fun to keep us entertained.
So why let a rain delay slow you down? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
What's up, little psychos? I'm Investigator Slater, host of the Psychopedia podcast. Psychopedia is a true crime podcast delivering raw, real, and absolutely gripping episodes every single week. I dig deep to uncover fascinating details of heinous true crime cases while exploring criminology and psychology theories. I take you into the absolute darkest corners of the human psyche, my favorite territory, and present cases like you've never heard them before. Follow and listen to Psychopedia everywhere you get your podcasts.